Welcome to the world of productive laziness with myself, Peter Taylor, the Lazy Project Manager.
The Lazy Project Manager is sponsored by Tailwind Project Solutions. If you're looking for more reliable project delivery, better credibility with your clients, more efficient and effective practices, and a sound development path for your team, then get in touch. We make a difference to the way your business runs projects. From setting up project academies, coaching, mentoring, workshops, health checks, and much more. See our website, tailwindps.com, or email alex.marson@tailwindps.com to find out how we can support your business.
Well, welcome to what I think is a very special podcast, because I'm going to be talking about my brand new book, How to Get Fired at the C-Level, Why Mismanaging Change is the Biggest Risk of All. But I also have other content to the podcast. We're going to be here from a gentleman called Donnie McNichol, who's going to talk about project leadership and a very exciting masterclass that's coming up very shortly. So you need to listen carefully to that. But to begin this particular podcast, I'm going to have a conversation with two ladies, Alex Marson and Catherine Ritson, who work for Tailwind Project Services, and they are the supporters and partners in the book I just mentioned, Moving Forward. So let's hear from them, and I'm going to talk about more about the book after that. Oh, hi there, welcome to two lovely ladies who are joining me on the podcast, Alex and Catherine. Two ladies I'm working very closely with right now. We talk about that a bit more later on. But why don't you introduce yourself? Who's going to go first?
Apparently I am, Peter.
Okay, so this is Alex. Okay, off you go, Alex. Introduce yourself to the Lazy Project Manager podcast listeners.
Hi, everyone. Firstly, Peter, thank you very much for inviting us onto this podcast. My name's Alex Marson, and I head up Tailwind Project Solutions, which is a company that I started in 2014. And we'll come on to a little bit more about what we do shortly. Over to you, Catherine.
Hello, I'm Catherine Ritson, and I'm Alex's Client Service Manager.
Very good, very good. So the kind of reason that we're having this conversation is, and you mentioned Tailwind there, and you know, the more alive and awake listeners will recognise that actually it's Tailwind that sponsor the Lazy Project Manager podcast as well. So we've been working together for a while. And it's something I think we're kind of excited about. And I have a new book coming out. I have mentioned it, but I'm going to talk about it a lot more today. Before we do into that, so Alex, a little bit about Tailwind perhaps, and kind of the sort of thing that you do, and then we can talk about how you and I connected and started working together.
Yeah, sure. Okay. So Tailwind was formed as a result of a need, I think, for us to offer clients a real solution to the issues that they're having in the project and program management world. There's a lot of organizations out there that do a very good job in the training certification at the sort of 101 level, and there's a lot of sheep dipping out there, and that's something that we didn't want to be involved with. We wanted to be able to make a real difference to the outcome of projects for our clients. So the services that we offer, they span right across the board in the project and program management solutions space. Anything that isn't software, so that's from coaching individuals right up through to the CEOs of organizations, through to setting up project and program management academies, providing support for PMOs, whether that's providing internal permanent resources, temporary resources. So many things we're able to offer. We're a very boutique organisation that really listen to the needs of our clients and then respond accordingly. So that's who we are.
Okay. Yep. And what then? Yeah. Well, we've known each other for, I'm trying to work it out, 12, 13, 14 years, quite a while. And I guess that's one reason, but what on earth persuaded you to do some work with the Lazy Project Manager?
I mean, it's a brilliant question, Peter.
I'm not angling for compliments at all.
You're right. We have known each other. It is about 13 years now, and I've seen you, right at the very beginning when you first started. And I remember seeing you in Amsterdam doing that, one of your first deliveries. So I've watched you grow, and what you've done over the years is fantastic. I've really admired it, and I thought it would be fun to work together. I think you've got a lot to say that resonates with what we're trying to do. So, good partnership, Peter.
Thank you. And for the listeners, I'm just going to clarify that statement that Alex saw me in Amsterdam with my first delivery. What she was talking about there was the very first presentation of the Lazy Project Manager keynote that was at the PMI EMEA Congress. I'm just making it clear for listeners because Amsterdam sometimes brings up different images in people's minds. So moving swiftly on, Catherine, you got to look after me apparently. You're my eyes and ears and opportunity maker.
I am, and we're looking at some very exciting things with you, Peter. Looking forward to working with you, getting to know the Lazy Project Manager a little bit more. And hopefully we're going to have a bit of banter between us as well, and while we get all these projects for you.
Yeah, definitely.
Voice of reason.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the kind of big idea that we had, because we talked about, what can we do? What is different? Because, as Alex has indicated, there's a lot out there in the world of project management. There's an awful lot of books and conversations and blogs and podcasts, et cetera, which is all very, very wonderful. But we said, well, we want to do something different. And the idea that we came up with that kind of linked to something that I had been considering for some time was to produce a book that pitched itself at the C-level, at the director, executive level inside organizations. So I'm delighted to announce that the book is ready. It is out there. It is appearing on Amazon very, very shortly. It's available in ebook. It will be available in printed book very shortly as well. And it's called How to Get Fired at the C-Level, with the subtitle of Why Mismanaging Change is the Biggest Risk of All. And I'm just going to read the blurb from the back of the book. It says, getting fired at the C-Level is easy, and this book will tell you exactly how to go about it with ruthless efficiency. But perhaps not getting fired is your preferred outcome, and if that is the case, then you might have a challenge or two in the arena of strategy execution, since the number one reason CEOs get fired is mismanaging change. And so the book itself will explore this challenge, and since all challenges are really opportunities, we'll show ways to not only significantly reduce change failures, but also how to dramatically raise the capability, speed, and success rates of delivering strategic change in your organization. So based on the book, there is a keynote, obviously, and there are some executive level workshops. And Alex, this is kind of where we're pitching the work we want to do, isn't it? It's going to reach out to those C-level executives and I guess scare them.
Yes, I think so. Scare them very much. I mean, the reason that we were interested in this book in particular was, how you sort of discussed it at the beginning, Peter, was the land and expand, and it's how important it is to get to the very top of an organisation to really make a difference. So often we see companies looking for a quick fix, as we talked about before, it's sort of left the middle part of the organisation to try and battle through some projects and programmes. So we think it's very important that they understand more at the C-level what's going on and how critical that is to the future of organisations.
Yeah, precisely. And you will see, and I'll be talking about it, there'll be a whole series of blog articles coming out about this, looking at some of the key challenges, some calls to action. I've developed a model which is based on 5-5-5 principles, which is all about what are the five things that organizations should truly be investing in to make their strategic change work. What are the five tests that link to each of these initiatives, and five ways you can go about to improve things if that isn't the case. And really, that's what the book is all about. It is a little bit tongue-in-cheek, obviously, how to get fired. No CEO really wants to get fired. So it's a call to action. And as you said, Alex, if we can connect, and I think this is the request for you guys out here. So if you As a project manager, if you feel that your organization is under stress with regard to the projects that you have in your portfolio, if you feel there are things the organization isn't doing as well as it might do in the area of you know, PMO leadership, portfolio management, project sponsorship, change management, investment in professional project management, all of those things, then there's your opportunity to talk to us. And you know, our starting point is more than likely is going to be a short exchange, meeting, presentation with your executive team, just to consider these points. And that's something we'd love to do. And it's you know, it's all built on the back of this book, How to Get Fired at the C-Level. So, Alex, how can people find out more about Tailwind, and how can they find out more about what we can offer them with regards to this book?
And at this point, I hand you over to Catherine.
Oh, brilliant.
So you can visit our website, which is tailwindps.com. You can phone us on 0330-223-3583. Or if you go to the PMO page, we've got some free resources on there for you. We've got a couple of WBS templates, risk logs and business cases, etc. So have a look at that, pick up the free stuff, and it will really help you.
Critically, to just pick up the phone or drop us an email at info@tailwindps.com. You know, let's have a chat. Let's get on the phone and try and understand what's going on in the organisation, what the challenges are, and how we can support. That's where it all starts.
Perfect, perfect. Of course, you can also go to my website, www.thelazyprojectmanager.com. All roads lead to assistance where you need it. So, you know, think about it and maybe check out the book. There will be more information coming out through my blogs and podcasts in the future. But it is right now, it's called How to Get Fired at the C-Level, Why Mismanaging Change is the Biggest Risk of All. And I just want to read the dedication I put in the front of this, because, you know, I'm doing this with a passion for what we do, and so I would like to dedicate this book to the real custodians of change, from the executive leaders who truly understand change, and therefore projects, to the project sponsors who take ownership and direct that change, and to the thousands of professional project managers who deliver amazing results every day that bring about positive change. It's not all bad out there. There's some fantastic work going on. But I also see organizations that are struggling in some of these areas. And I think this is something I want to focus on in the coming months, is to help organizations understand how better it is they can protect the many, many millions that they invest in their project portfolio, in their strategic change insight. Because we see it more and more these days. Organizations are driven by change, driven by projects, and we want to make that as successful as possible. So, Alex, Catherine, thanks very much for your continued support in this and your contribution to this podcast. And I hope that we hear from lots of people, right?
Thank you, Peter.
Great, Peter, thanks very much for the opportunity.
All right, fantastic. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Cheers. Bye-bye.
So there you have it. That's kind of what we're planning to do with the book. It's to help you, project managers out there, to help your organizations, and to bring about ever-increased success in strategic change and therefore projects. And we're going to hear more from Alex towards the end, which should give you more information about Tailwind PS as well. Now, the second part of the podcast is a conversation with a friend of mine, Donnie McNichol, who, as I mentioned at the intro, has written a book all about project leadership and is running a masterclass in London. So if you're available in London, I would definitely recommend attending this, because I know it's going to be a great masterclass. So let's hear from Donnie. Right, I want to welcome you to my guest today. It's Donnie McNichol, a man who I've actually shared an ice cream by the London Eye, as it was known some time ago. Doddy, welcome to the Lazy Project Manager podcast. There aren't many people who can say that.
Well, I'll put that down in my list of achievements. That's
one you can tick off the bucket list, yeah. So Donny, I'm going to let him introduce himself, but you know, it kind of triggered me to interview Donny because he's got a really interesting masterclass coming up, and we'll talk more about that later on. But Donny, right now, why don't you just introduce yourself to the listeners of the Lazy Project Manager podcast?
Hi, thank you. Originally a civil engineer who was a designer and worked on construction sites. Got very intrigued by the management side of it, so became a project manager. Became ever more intrigued, so then went on to work for management consultancy, wondering why the projects were done in the first place. I got very interested in the modern e-business world around late 90s, early 2000s, and worked for a company, and then left around 2002, and I've been doing my own thing now for 15 years. The work we tend to focus on is broadly around, you know, class leadership, but it tends to fit somewhere between the hard process stuff and the behavioural. So we try and focus on very pragmatic things around how do you develop project leadership to deliver your project more effectively and help organisations develop that and put in place ways of working that can help deliver it. So that's kind of broadly it. And as I say, we've got this masterclass coming out up amongst other things at the moment.
Very good, very good. Which is a natural progression into the book, which I know you've got out now, book with Sarah Coleman, Project Leadership,
yes.
Third edition, I believe. Now, that any book that has, if you look at it, and you kind of, you know, I went on to Amazon and I checked out some reviews, because you know, I'm always interested in reviews. So that, you know, this one has by Stephen Carver. So if Stephen Carver says something nice about anything, I'm always interested, because Stephen is one of my favorite project management speakers and gurus. And he said this book is excellent. Not only does it address the new realities of project management, it also gives superb guidance as how to deal with them. Too many textbooks are focused on the narrow mechanistic and procedural aspects of projects, but this one gives broad and refreshing insights on how to really excel in an increasingly complex world. Read this and join the new generation of project leaders. How much did you pay Stephen for that one then, Donny?
Well, it was a lot of ice cream, not by the London Eye, I'm
this time, Weybridge
area.
No, I mean, Stephen only says what Stephen wants to say. So but just give me a brief about the book then. How did it come about and kind of what's it trying to target?
Well, where it came about, Sarah Coleman, my co-author, had been asked to look at the third edition, because the second edition had been out many years before, and in hindsight, it was an incredible book, given that it was written, 20 years before, quite incredible. I met up with Sarah when she had been asked to look at it. We then agreed we'd write it together, worked on it for quite some time. Interestingly, the process maybe was just as interesting as the output, because we tried to recut the book and we shifted it and moved all the bits around, because of course it was a third edition of a second edition. There's an awful lot of new stuff in it, and it's been restructured, so you wouldn't necessarily recognise it. The DNA is in there. Maybe we should have started from just saying what would have been a good structure, and then how do we drop the stuff in? But you live and learn with these things. And we worked on it. We put quite a logical structure in the book now, so, and that's how we're going to run this, come on to this masterclass. But do you want me to say just briefly what's in the book?
Yeah, just give us one or two of the kind of key themes, really, because I think the progression from project management to project leadership is something that many people are talking about or thinking about. So, yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm going to, it sounds as if it's mechanistic, but the parts of the book, but I'll try and make it the key points out of it. Part one of the book is actually about what is project leadership and the role of the project leader. And the first thing to say is we've not made any assumption that this is a project manager, therefore who wants to know about leadership, because there's a lot of people who are, it's thrust upon them, projects. So So you don't need to have the title of project manager. Thus, we use the word we talk about project leader all the way through, because you may be an executive, you may be a policeman, you may be whatever, and you may have to lead a project, therefore you're the project leader. That's the first thing. And the other thing is that although it's written from a project point of view, and we think a lot of it is applicable to program as well, and part one of the book is what project leadership's about, and it tries to give some insights. Well, what is the difference? What is this difference between managing something and leading? And they are not completely separate. They are distinct. Leadership for me, when I put together competency frameworks or I work with teams and we're talking about various topics, people say, well, when are you going to cover the leadership? Because there isn't a theme or a section called leadership. I say, well, it's all leadership. I don't know. I mean, I've read more books than you can shake a stick at, and I can't. There isn't a thing saying, oh, you've got all these negotiation, understanding others, vision, and then there's another one called leadership. Well, leadership is an umbrella term that picks up on a lot of things, so, and that's what part one of the book tries to do. And it also identifies things like it needs to be different in different cultures or in an organisation. You've got to adapt. You've got to adapt your leadership based on the type of project that you have.
I really like that because, you know, and I've seen that in many things, that you have this kind of one standard generic template that this is how you do it. And the reality is, you know, we both know and many other people listening to the podcast know, is that actually it's a very complicated world out there in styles and culture, etc. So I think that's an excellent approach and you know, element of the book.
And one of the things we'll do, which is only touched on in the book, is we'll get people to do a simple diagnostic and then talk about what their broadly natural style is, and then talk about, in fact, nearly all the way through the whole masterclass and the book, it's all about, given the fact if you know yourself, how do you modify and adapt given the situation? It's almost like a subtext through the whole book because it's constantly giving you insights about that. So part one, as I say, finishes off with the type of project, the type of culture they work in, and so on, and think how do you need to modify it, because ultimately, you're the person that's got to deliver what is required, and you're the one that's usually that needs to compromise, whether it's with your sponsor, a stakeholder, the business change manager, you're the one that wants to get the delivery, and therefore you're the one that needs to do the modification and the adaptation. Which I know some project leaders find quite challenging, to think, well, I'm the leader, therefore everyone will do what's required of them. And as you know better than I do, Peter, given your role with, you've had in PMOs and so on, you might get somebody's head, i.e. you have got 30% of that person for the next 6 months. But if you don't get their heart, you've got half of 30% at best. But if you get 30% of somebody's time and you win their heart, then you've got a full-time employee working in your project, and you've got to find ways of engaging the people, giving them, exciting them about what's been asked of them. You've got to make sure that they deliver and support them delivering, and those are all the kind of things we try and pick up in part one. And then the other two, the biggest change in the structure of the book was part two. We then said, well, how does it change as you go through the project? Again, modification. So between, you know, shaping, starting up, delivering and closing, what actually needs to be different in the way you lead? And of course, no book would be complete without saying what we think the kind of three core competencies are. It could have been 53, but we chose three, and it's vision and big picture, building relationships and communication engagement. So if you will, there's part one sets the scene, part two says, how does it change as you go through the life cycle? Part three says, well, what are the three competencies that run through everything? And then part four is the bit that's completely new to the book. Broadly speaking, I focused on part one and part four. Sarah focused on part two and part three. Part four was about building capability. The kind of, so what? You've read all this. What do you do to then build the capability? And, you know, we looked at stuff from an individual, how you develop it personally, in an organisation around teams and so on. So all the part four split in that way. So there's even a pretty picture right in the introduction of the book to help us. It must be my engineering background. So there's a nice little visual that shows if I'm interested in these words, which part of the book should I go to find out more about it.
So. Oh, I like that. I think anything that helps navigate your way around these things is really, really good. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, so that's the book, Project Leadership. Let's talk about now about the masterclass that's coming up, because that's the kind of thing I saw you're out there promoting. It triggered me to say, well, I should have a conversation with Donnie on the podcast. So you tell the listeners about the masterclass, when it is, where it is, and then we're going to kind of talk about the content of it or the value of it.
All right, thank you. Well, the masterclass was something we've talked about for a while, and the book came out at the end of 2015, and we had the launch at Sai Business School, which was wonderful. And the masterclass, it's now going to be March 17. It's on the 7th of March. We found a fantastic venue, which is the Swan. It's not to discredit, it is a very nice pub, but it is part of the Globe Theatre. So it's fully aligned, all the catering and so on. So it's an award-winning venue in terms of food and facilities, and it sits right in the environment of the Globe Theatre. So you're looking over the Thames, it's the top floor, so it's a beautiful venue, and because it was a masterclass, we took it seriously. We wanted it to have a venue to match that. So that was booked up. We've been promoting it now for a few months. We're being supported by Project Manager today as well, which is great. So anyone there, even from looking at the adverts, you can get a 20% discount on Project Manager today. And if you go further into the booking, you can get 40% discount on Project Manager today. So great to be supported by them. And we're going to structure the masterclass broadly along the order of the book, but we're going to speak to people in advance and find out what their biggest challenges are and what they would like to work on, what behaviours they want to work on during the day. And then we're going to have a follow-up coaching call with them as well. So it's actually, you know, it's like a very condensed mini development workshop in itself, as well as acting as a masterclass with people sharing their knowledge and us sharing to the people attending. So that's the way that broadly it's structured.
Okay, looks it. Well, I can certainly, I've checked it out. The location does look absolutely fabulous. Beautiful, beautiful location. And the content of the masterclass, I did like the idea that this wasn't a sort of turn up, listen, engage, go away and forget. The fact you have this follow-up coaching session, I think, is a really sort of excellent approach to continue the conversation and development for people.
Absolutely. Well, we all know, sadly, from the biggest leadership development programs we've been involved in down to the one days, they generally get cut to just being the day or the module of 3 days, and maybe a couple of modules of 3 days, for example. And all the stuff that adds value, the before, the after, gets cut. And that was something we said, no, we don't want to just offer just a day. We need to have the discussion in advance, prep people, get them to reflect and think. The day, then, and we're then, of course, the coaching, and we're hoping that people in the masterclass will hook up and say, well, I've got a common issue and challenge, maybe we should hook up. We're completely different industries, but you know what, your challenges are the same as my challenges, so we're going to try and facilitate all of that through the day as well.
Yeah I like that. Okay, so where can people find out more? How can they book their places on this masterclass? Where do they go?
Well, it's I'll read out the web address for it. It's not too complex. It's on this Picatick, I think is the way you describe it, which is www.picatic.com/ Project Leadership. Now, the other way of doing it is simply to go into my LinkedIn profile at Donnie McNichol, that's DonnieMacNichol, and I've got a couple of articles up on it. I'm not a difficult person, as you know, Peter, to find, given my name, and from that you can go straight into it. You can either read the LinkedIn articles that were written about it, or you can go straight into the booking site, which has got most of the same information. We still have tickets available. and we're willing to take bookings right up until, well, to be honest, if somebody's in London and 8 o'clock on Tuesday morning and sees it and decides to book, they're more than welcome to turn up at 9 o'clock at the Globe Theatre and walk across the Thames. We're flexible. So yes, it's the bookings are open right the way through to the day, really.
Okay, perfect. And I'll repeat that website at the end of the podcast, and it'll be in the podcast notes as well. Perfect. So I think you've covered it. I was going to say, how can people find out more about you? But through the LinkedIn profile and website for you yourself, Donny?
For my company, it's Team Animation. So again, it's www.teamanimation.co.uk. It seems like a good idea at the time, but I still get inundated with requests for animation software and graphics and logos and so on, would you like? But it's not. It's animating people and energising people's the idea. And, of course, I think maybe like a lot of people, my LinkedIn profile, if anything, is far massively more dynamic than my website now. So it's looking at that. That's got all of the news, and what we're doing and what we're delivering and so on at the moment.
Very good indeed. And I should have said at the introduction, of course, that apart from having ice cream with Donny, Donny was also a significant contributor to my book, Project Branding. And there's a whole chapter that Donny put together for me on how to brand, which is all about using marketing to win the hearts and minds of stakeholders. So I would encourage you to check out the book, Project Leadership, but also check out the masterclass. And if you possibly can make it in London on that date, please do so, because I'm sure it's going to be a great day with Donny and Sarah. So Donny, thank you very much for your time on the podcast today. Maybe you can give us some feedback after the masterclass and let me know how it went.
Oh, I would love to do it. Thank you. Thank you very much, Peter, for the opportunity.
All right. All the very best. Thanks.
Thanks, Peter.
There you have it then. So definitely check that out and have a look at the book, but certainly have a look at the masterclass in London and see if you are interested, and make sure you book your place if you can possibly attend. As I said, great location definitely, and looks like a really good agenda as well. So have a look at that. Now, just going to go back to the book, because it's kind of a very exciting. It's always an interesting thing. Although it's my 18th book, it's still exciting when the books turn up from the printers. You know, you have this idea for the book, you put the draft together, you produce the initial manuscript, you go through the editing, you get to design the cover, and we've tried to be very bold and modern in the cover on this one. And then you put all that together, it kind of gets the proofs, etc. But then it kind of goes quiet for a little period of time, and then suddenly in the post or delivered by UPS or whatever is a box of books, and you open them up and there it is. There's your name, there's the book, there's everything you've been thinking about for the last year encapsulated in a piece of a printed material. And it's very exciting. It's still exciting. I was obviously massively excited when I received my first book, The Lazy Project Manager, but each and every one since then has been just as exciting. It's a great moment. So the book, How to Get Fired at the C-Level, Why Mismanaging Change is the Biggest Risk of All. And we're just trying to be different here. We're just trying to attract the people in your organizations that really can make a difference. I mean, we can all make a difference. I'm not saying we can't, but we have to be realistic here that making a difference if you're a project manager and making a difference if you are the CEO of an organization is fundamentally different, because obviously the CEO has complete control over budgets and priorities. And if they decide that tomorrow the organization is, for example, going to invest in a project sponsor executive development program, they can do that. And that will make such a difference to all the project managers. So don't, carry on doing what you're doing. Carry on making a change. Carry on being the very best project manager that you can possibly be. But if you see a need in your organization for this kind of conversation, if you have the opportunity to suggest to senior executives or senior managers that this is something they should think about, myself, Alex, Catherine, we would be delighted to have a conversation with them. And if we can help, we would be delighted to help. The book, you know, it just offers simple pointers on evaluating executive engagement and also offers very practical steps. You know me, I like to keep it as simple and as short as possible. So it's very simple, very practical steps to help you become the person who puts the C for change into the C level. That's the kind of tagline of the book. So please, reach out to me, reach out to Alex, reach out to Catherine, reach out to the Lazy Project Manager, reach out to Tailwind. We'll be delighted to just have a conversation to begin with and see what we can do to help you. So there it is. The book is out now. It certainly will be probably by the time you listen to this podcast. It's How to Get Fired at the C-Level. It is available in ebook. It's also available in printed version. You can get it on Amazon. If you want a whole bunch of books, then talk to me and we can make sure that we can get you a great rate for delivering a copy of the book to every single C-level executive you have, for example. I'm just going to wrap up now. Thank you for your attention. I'm going to hand over to Alex one more time just to revisit Tailwind and what they do. But in the meantime, as ever, please be lazy. And you can check out all of my information at www.thelazyprojectmanager.com.
So Tailwind Project Solutions was formed in 2014. There was a need really for organisations to up their game, and that's sort of our tagline in the project leadership space. So what we do is we provide a holistic approach to project and programme management, anything from coaching project managers, setting up project and programme management academies, getting involved in PMOs, whether that's setting them up, advising on PMOs, providing interim or permanent resources. We've got some useful tools and templates on our website. The kind of experts that we have as part of the organisation are based in the UK, based across Central Europe and the US and Canada, with a smattering of experts over in Asia Pacific as well. Now, our guys are really top notch. They're really passionate about what they do and want to make a difference to organisations. So they aren't just in this for a fast buck, they really want to make a difference. And some of the guys that we work with organisations such as NASA, and have been working on contracts with them for about 8 years. So we really do have some fantastic people who are certified to the hilt in the project leadership space, and very confident and competent experts in the coaching arena. Pick up the phone, give us a call. We'd be delighted to speak to you in whatever industry you're from. Thank you.
Thanks, Alex. And remember, the new book by Peter Taylor, How to Get Fired at the C-Level, Why Mismanaging Change is the Biggest Risk of All, is available now. Go and check it out. Thank you.